You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. An update on a story we've been following. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will now release money to Wisconsin farmers, previously left in the lurch by the Trump administration. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
The Dairy Business Initiative Program is a law sponsored by Senator Tammy Baldwin. It allowed dairy farmers to get grants on projects that would modernize their operations and provide more jobs. 88 dairy businesses across the Midwest have been awarded those grants, totaling more than $6 million. Many of them started those projects knowing they would later be reimbursed by the federal government. But the Trump administration ordered the USDA not to release the money. There's been a lot of back and forth since then. Now Baldwin says the USDA secretary has agreed to reverse course, and the 30 dairy businesses across the Badger State will get that money they were counting on.
And U.S. Representative Tony Weed addressed possible cuts to Medicare and Medicaid during a telephone town hall meeting last night. Lisa Hale has more.
He said Medicaid needs to be available for the most vulnerable, but he implied some recipients should not be on Medicaid.
But I think, you know, it also means taking a serious look at reforms like, you know, work requirements for able-bodied, working-aged, you know, childless adults, and making sure that, of course, those that aren't citizens aren't on Medicaid, because we just don't have the funds for that.
Weed from the 8th Congressional District and Tom Tiffany from the 7th Congressional District spent just under an hour answering about a dozen questions ranging from Second Amendment rights to DOGE to Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security.
And the Wisconsin River below the Wausau Dam is at an action stage with minor flooding possible. Currently, it's nearing a half a foot over flood stage levels, and it's expected to rise slightly more from area snowmelt making its way into the river. U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps to pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure federal program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations, but $63 million is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. And it might be worth noting that Weed used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout northeast Wisconsin. And gas prices rose almost 10 cents in the last week to an average of $2.90 today. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
Officials at Gas Buddy say that caution is playing a role in keeping prices lower. Concerns about the direction of the economy could have a major influence on fuel prices in the months ahead, especially with the high level of uncertainty surrounding tariffs. OPEC Plus announced they would gradually begin restoring oil production after nearly 2 years of cuts. This will add further downward pressure on oil prices. Our typical spring increase in prices may not happen or could be smaller than expected.
Prices for gas in central Wisconsin today range from $2.97 to $3.02 per gallon. And state lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill, called the Climate Accountability Act, is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. A report released last week from the Wisconsin National Guard shows an increase in reports of sexual assault. However, this doesn't necessarily mean that there are more assaults happening. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
The wing report acknowledges that sexual assault is often underreported. They believe the increase in reporting shows an increase in trust of the wing sexual assault prevention and response program. This increase could also show a cultural shift within wing. These changes have come about after reports more than 5 years ago showed the Guard was violating state and federal law with botched investigations and retaliation against those who spoke up. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers called for a review of Guard procedures in March of 2019. The Guard is now required to submit an annual report on sexual assault and harassment and have a public hearing on the report.
And 4 Wisconsin voters whose ballots were not counted in the November presidential election have initiated a class action lawsuit seeking $175,000 in damages each. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Voters were among 193 in Madison whose ballots were misplaced by the city clerk and not discovered until weeks after the election. Not counting the ballots didn't affect the result of any races. The Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated but did not determine whether the Madison clerk failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion.
And a number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. Last week, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Those workers still have little clarity on job security after these 45 days. UW system leaders say the Trump administration's cuts to research funding will impact their efforts to find cures for cancer. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the story.
Wisconsin currently gets about $653 million in research funding from the National Institutes of Health. Just one example of what these researchers are working on. Professor Sterling Johnson is leading a study to help diagnose Alzheimer's disease years before people even have symptoms and ways to slow disease progression.
The Alzheimer's Center is providing a lot of the glue. It's helping us train the next generation of scientists who will be facing the future iterations of this disease.
Sigrid Canuti has been participating in that research at UW for 20 years.
I'm in the study because I'm a woman, and therefore I have a 50% chance, higher rate of having Alzheimer's than a man. I'm also in it because I'm a daughter of someone who had Alzheimer's, which increases my risk. I have had cognitive tests, MRIs, PET scans, spinal taps, and even an endurance test on a treadmill. I really feel like I've been honored to be a part of this. It's so big, it's so important, and it's very hopeful.
On top of that, UW System President Jay Rothman says these research cuts will harm Wisconsin's economy. Advocates say biomedical research and tech companies come to Madison because of the sophisticated research and the highly skilled researchers coming out of UW. Wisconsin is part of a lawsuit against the Trump administration fighting these cuts. Last week, a judge put the administration's plans on hold a second time, but that's only temporary.
And the Wisconsin Department of Revenue has announced the return of nearly $10 million of unclaimed property to residents. The funds include things like uncashed dividends and funds from savings accounts that residents may have forgotten about. And notices were sent out to those people. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball. Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. Lady Gaga was the host and musical act of Saturday Night Live this past weekend and took the opportunity to take a shot at her own work. In the opening monologue, Gaga joked that she was happy with the film's Razzie win, an award that goes to real stinker films. She said she doesn't mind because she likes winning things. She also promised the studio audience she would act and sing and not do Joker 3. Hard to believe Todd Phillips made something that has become that much of a joke. Speaking of SNL, Mike Myers can't seem to stay away from his old stomping grounds. The Austin Powers creator showed up again this weekend, playing Elon Musk, who complained about his wealth dropping due to the stock market, and then satirized a meeting in the Oval Office last week where Musk allegedly shouted at Marco Rubio. Myers brought down the house when he morphed into Dr. Evil while playing Musk. Definitely worth a YouTube visit. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny. We'll only get to 41 for a high this afternoon, but we will bounce back quickly down to 26 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, back to 50. Thursday, partly cloudy, 57. We're talking upper 60s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.